It's time for financial planner Brad Graber from investinginTruth.com. Love our time with Brad. He always takes a look at our finances, but takes us back to scripture and how we should handle them, and reminding us that what we've been given really belongs to God, not us. And I need that reminder from time to time. Hey, Brad, good morning.
Good morning, Kelly and Steve.
Well, good morning.
Hey, Brad, we're talking today about how we give and why it matters. And Steve and I were discussing this a little bit ago, and you've probably heard this too, because I've known people who, you know, if you're not careful, you can get into an argument too easily over scripture and finances. And one of the things that I've heard is, well, God loves a cheerful giver, so if I just give a dollar as long as I'm cheerful, he's happy with my heart. Is that true, Brad?
Well, God's obviously happy if we're cheerful about it. The question is whether we're honoring God and worshiping God to the fullest and even obeying the commandments he's given us on our finances if we're just, tossing a dollar in the plate. So that, I guess that would be the point that I would have to ask some more questions on.
Okay, it's very diplomatic. All right. How we give and why it matters. You talk about giving immediately and without delay. What do you mean by that?
Yeah, so as we look at our budget, one of the things we have to do is prioritize where our money is going to be going. So as we receive our money, then we should have a list of priorities that show where that money is going to be going from that paycheck. And one of the things is that we typically put our most important things as the first things that we pay, and then we hope that we have enough money to make it through the whole list. Well, giving immediately is one of those things of where are we putting God in that priority? Are we putting him first, or are we putting him at the end of the line? In case we have some money left over, then that's what we're going to give. And I like to look at it as the example of how many of us have probably taught our children with the three jars. So you give them an allowance, or you give them some money, and allow them to make some decisions with it. Well, we typically have these three jars, and they're give, save, and spend in that order. And we divide the money up, and the first money goes into give, then to save, then to spend. And it's a logical and a good priority that we put there because we want to honor God first. Then we need to make sure we're being disciplined and setting some money aside for future expenses. And then the last part is the spending category, where for our kids, they don't really have to provide for basic needs for their family, so that's why we can certainly put spending at the end there. But we're teaching them to deny themselves and put other more important things first. And there's some good principles to be taken from that into the adult life. So again, where are we putting God? And I personally like the illustration of the first fruits from the Old Testament, where before they even harvested the crop, they went out and got the first and the best of the crop, and they gave it to God. And then what was left, they went out and they were trusting God to preserve it, number one, until they got out and harvested it. But then that was theirs to keep and to use. And the same thing with our own paychecks. Are we putting God first? Are we showing him where he stands as far as the value and priority in our lives and giving to him before we go and spend money on other things? And again, giving, saving, and spending, we can honor God in all those ways, but too often I find that giving gets pushed to the end because, you know, maybe we give God a little bit less. Do we really notice it? Do we not notice it? It may not feel like it impacts our lives immediately, like denying ourselves on some spending and some other things we may want. But ultimately, it does have a bigger effect on our lives.
Yeah. Well, hey, Brad, out of that principle of first fruits, our giving is kind of a reflection of our hearts and our gratitude and thankfulness toward God. So what do you say about that with regard to, you know, giving as worship?
It goes back to why is it a priority? And worship is one of those things where one of the root meanings of worship is worth. And so we're trying to show God his worth, and that's why we're putting him at the beginning of it. And it's just so critically important that we're using giving as an act of worship. And too often we see it as just this reactionary thing that we do, or, you know, we feel guilty and that's why we're doing it, or maybe the church asks us or missionaries ask us to give. But we really need to see it in its bigger role. And that is, we're not, it's kind of like, why do Christians behave well? Well, it's not because we're trying to check the box of doing all these things that God asks us to do. We're really doing it out of a love for God. So out of a love for our Creator and our Savior, That's why we're giving as well. We're giving because he first gave to us. It's all his. And it's not like the things of this world are not going to operate or God's kingdom is not going to operate if we don't give to it, because we know he's sovereign over all things and he will provide for those ministries that need to be provided for. It's our opportunity to invest in the kingdom, and he allows us to take our money and to support those different ministries that we have an opportunity to then go and spread the gospel to help other people learn to know Christ, or to help the poor, or to help our pastors, or our churches. All those things are ministries that we have the ability to provide, help provide for, and to participate in the growing of the kingdom. And by doing that, we're showing how much God is worth. And there's always this opportunity cost. If we're giving to God, then we're not spending it on something else that we may want. And that's where I feel like a big growth in our sanctification process happens, because we're denying ourselves and we're showing God that he's worth more. And it's also that constant reminder to us. You know what? This is a conscience, if I can get the word out, a conscious decision that we're not going to go buy this for ourselves, because you know what? This is a better use of it. And we love God more than we love the things of this world.
Well, Brad, something else you talk about, too, and I love this point that you make when you talk about giving quietly. Explain that.
Well, it goes back to Matthew 6. At the very beginning, it talks about not letting your left hand know what your right hand is doing, so that your giving can be in secret. And the bottom line of that whole principle is that we're not doing it for the praise of man. So we need to always be checking our giving and our giving motives. Are we doing it and tooting a horn so that everybody sees what we're giving? Or are we doing it to honor God? And that's one important thing we always need to be checking. Are we giving for the right reasons? And we should be willing to give in secret, not be receiving any earthly praise or rewards for it, because we know that our Father in heaven is seeing what we're doing, and we'll be rewarded for that in eternity. And we don't want to give up those eternal rewards that never pass away for that temporary earthly praise that we might be getting. And even while our sinful heart may want that, that's not what we should be doing, and what we should want our incentive to be for our giving.
Well, and Brad, you know, I'm kind of reminded of Ecclesiastes 5:10 that tells us that, you know, whoever loves money won't be satisfied. And so a lot of our struggles come down to that point. So how can we encourage believers to unclench their hands and be more freely giving to the kingdom with the belief that God is going to provide for their every need?
Well, it goes back to that whole idea of where your heart is, where your treasure is, there your heart will also be.
Yeah.
And we need to make sure that we're putting our treasure in the right place. So going back to the very beginning where we talked about giving cheerfully, you know what? Even if it's not cheerful necessarily right now, we need to be obedient and we need to be practicing that process of giving. We need to make sure that it's a priority in our budget, and we're doing it as we receive. We just make it an automatic thing. We're going to give. And even if it's not as much as it maybe should be right now, we'd start to develop that process. And what we find is our heart soon follows where our money goes. And we start to be more cheerful. We start to increase that amount of giving. So for people that I counsel, I always tell them the first thing I want you to do is start giving, and start giving regularly. We'll deal with the dollar amount later. But as we start to build that practice, then we start to see that heart starting to be molded a little bit more and being more cheerful and being more desirous to get where it needs to get. And we start to see the money priorities just start to fall into place a little bit better. So to answer your question, I would say we just need to develop the process and the habit, and then we need to always be reading Scripture and finding out what is God actually telling us to do, because Scripture is going to ultimately be our informant. And we need to make sure that we put as much a priority on giving as God does.
You know, I do love that you point out to give intentionally, Brad, because it's been a few years back, quite a few years back, and I remember getting my paycheck, one of my first paychecks from Moody Radio, and I sat down to pay my bills, and I'm looking through them going, okay, I've got to check the due dates and make sure I get everybody taken care of. But something just made me stop and said, wait, I've got to write that check for the church first. And since that's been many years ago, I've tried to be more intentional about my giving, and that is so important for us to do, right?
Yeah, and it requires planning. If we don't think ahead, then how are we going to be faithful in our giving? If it's always just that reactionary thing, and I remember, you know, lots of us have probably found ourselves at church and we forgot to write the check or something like that. we need to make sure that we're at least planning things out. And it doesn't mean that, you know, we're not going to be busy and forget to do it ahead of time. But have we thought about it? Have we, you know, just like all of our other bills, we lay those things out and plan for how we're going to get them paid. How much time are we actually spending on deciding in our heart how much we should be giving? Because 2 Corinthians 9:7 says each one must give as he's decided in his heart, not reluctantly or under compulsion. So that means we need to be planning and thinking ahead. So are we doing that? Are we taking that time and sitting down with our spouse and deciding how much it is we're going to be giving and then planning that out? How are we going to give it? When are we going to give it? And where are we going to give it? All those things need to be discussed. They need to be planned out. They need to be prayed over so that we can be as intentional and as obedient as we can be.